Blog Talk Radio.
We interrupt this Inner Sight program to bring you a special news. Approved of will be accessible to all, including the disabled.
Mm-hmm.
We now return you to your Inner Sight programming. Yeah. And if you believe that one, we'll sell you another one.
Sell your bridge.
Job. And report that came out yesterday, how the so-called economy is supposed to be improving because of the jobs report, that there are thousands of more jobs available than recently thought of. Now, the big question is, are all those jobs accessible to everyone? You got to get rid of that noise. You got all kinds of noise in the background.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Put yourself on mute.
I'm going to do it now. I don't hear it at all.
Until
you're
the problem.
Okay, no
problem. Can't have noise in the background. That listener told you that yesterday. You got to listen to your listeners. Otherwise, you know.
Yes, because it gives me... I think I tried this. I was sitting in the bedroom. Maybe it would work better, but it's not. Okay.
And so the jobs report revealing thousands of more positions than originally thought of, and they made the comment on the news about went above, way above the expected Dow Jones estimate. You know, they have all these surveys they do, you know. And, of course, now the big question, how many of those jobs are accessible? They should all be accessible. And the other part of it is, if a person is on SSI, or Social Security, and they acquire one of these jobs, the law should protect them and not take away their disability benefits because the person is still disabled. You know, when you apply for this disability, you have to be disabled, you know, to get benefits for a disability, right? And they also make it, it has to be so that you can't work. I think that's very unfair. That should not be in there. Because a lot of disabled people can do a lot of things of help to do it. And that's why these jobs, every job should be accessible, and there should be strict enforcement of the law. And the agencies should be mandated to help make all jobs accessible for everyone. They're nonprofit. These agencies are nonprofit. They can raise money and take it on as a fundraiser. Hey, we got to make 1,000 jobs that we found out are not accessible, so that if a disabled person goes in for that job, it'll be there for them. You know, if no one goes in who's disabled, then you don't need it. But if a person comes in to that job situation, it should be there. They should have the same rights and privileges that everybody else has. There should be no discrimination. And if it's proven, the law should be very strict on this. If it's proven that an employer is discriminating against the person in a court of law, you know, it has to be proven, not just accusation. That person should be dealt with very, very strict and severe penalty. Now, person or a company knows that ahead of time, it's less likely that they're going to discriminate, and it's more likely that they're going to work with the agencies who should be mandated to raise the money to make that job accessible. It's more likely that the company is going to cooperate with that agency to make the job accessible because they don't want a severe penalty against them with a fine. And the government should see to all this. They do it with everyone else. They make sure that everything is there for the average person to come in and apply for that job. Doesn't mean they're going to get the job. Maybe the disabled person is not qualified for the job. That's acceptable, but not discriminatory, and not the fact that nothing is in place for that disabled person to apply for that job and have the same opportunity that the next person has. So you see, that statement made in the news, you know, that the jobs report was encouraging, and it's supposed to be a sign that the economy is improving. For who? Not for us. If the job is not accessible, count us. They leave us out like they do of everything else. So it doesn't mean a damn thing for the disabled. You know, you go, there's a place right here in town was hiring. I don't know if they still are. You know, they have signs up. Someone told me, I can't read them. People like me can't read them. Blind person goes in there, they can't read the sign. You don't know that there's a job available. And, you know, to find out and you want to go in and apply. Then when you go in, all the implements of the job, this place happens to be a coffee house. All the implements of the job are not there so you can read them, so you can access them. You're not equal. You don't have a chance to apply for that job. And you should. It should be there. And the government should make sure it's there. If a place doesn't accommodate everyone in hiring, they shouldn't be in business. That's the inner sight view. That's how I look at it. If they had a law like that and the agencies were raising money to help bring that about, and the company should put something up too, part of it. But if the agencies were raising the money and the government was putting up part of it, you got three parts. A third of each party put up a third to make the job accessible. Then people applying would be equal. You know, whatever you need in there to make it so that a disabled person can function in that job the same way that an able-bodied person would. So there you have it, folks. Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Catering, lunch, dinner. Belport, New York, Shelby's Kitchen, the home of the former great guide dog, Milton. All right.
Wait, Frank, one minute.
What?
I'm here. I want to help you. My sorry. 1 second.
What? I don't know what that noise is, but it's horrible. You got to cut that noise out.
Yeah. Frank, can I ask you a question? The noise is something like an air conditioner. That is going to be crazy.
What?
The air conditioner.
No, turn it off. Okay. The show is over.
I know. And I'm
open the window. Can you open the window in your place?
Yes.
Fresh air out there. Cool breeze. Open the window.
Okay, and then the other thing is, when I found what the problem was, and I had to get Chris to fix it. Sorry about that. It would have gone worse if it was just an electronic.
All this
stuff
is not appropriate to discuss on the show. We're in the middle of a show.
No.
You understand that?
Sorry?
People don't want to hear this.
I agree with that, but don't. All right, let's go.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, call Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464, and he'll give you the details. Put yourself on mute.
I'm trying to go in an area where I could do that.
You're ruining the whole damn show. Put yourself on mute. Just check if there's any phone calls and just leave yourself on mute because you got too much noise over there. Can't have that on the show. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for all their help. And I don't know if you've heard the news, but many, many people in New York City and in Suffolk County have been denied their food money. And we're on the phone today with the commissioner here out here in Suffolk County. Silo has gotten involved in trying to get to the bottom of this thing. So what happened? Why didn't people get their SNAP benefits between today and so we're still working on that, and we'll keep you posted. I asked the Commissioner of Social Service to call me, and I got no call back, so I presume that they don't want to talk about it, which is common, you know, that's common occurrence with these appointed officials and politicians. So we'll see what happens. We've asked, told them that they should compensate all these people that have now had a loss of food money. And I asked about emergency measures, and they didn't know about that. So Inner Sight is on it. We'll see what happens tomorrow. All right. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Thank Jose Delgado and the whole crew over there for promoting our nursing home show. By the way, local tonight, if you're Long Island, 930 Channel 20. Check the show out. Help turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. That's the great need. And especially, I'm told, in this county, in Suffolk County, great need. So sign the petition, change.org. Watch the show tonight. It was on last night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock, 1997 in the city, RCN 84, Verizon File 35, all in the city, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel on your phone. Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So check it out. It's Wednesday night international, and it's Thursday night local. And it should be played for the rest of the summer and part of the fall. All right, Inner Sight, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. They're on a summer schedule. Tomorrow they're only open till 1 o'clock. So beware of that. If you want to know the times of the schedule, go to their website. Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Stops on Long Island, my buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food, and medical when he's able to do it. 631-484-3085, phone number. If you need help feeding your animal, talk to Gary. 484-3085-631. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And last word I have is that his wife is recovering, but not out of the woods yet, so to speak. So keep those prayers, that prayer vigil going for Doreen Kennedy. Inner Sight, thank you, Islip Cleaners, for your help in Islip, New York. And all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, of course, we thank them and everyone who believes in Inner Sight and what we're trying to accomplish. Let's see. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, and all the youngsters who are no longer with us. We honor them. We remember them. And we urge you to go an extra mile for a child. Go that extra mile. All right. Inner Sight. Every day, my guide dog, Charabelle, reminds me of that because she loves children. You know, she always puts her head up and she'll always child. All right, Inner Sight. And tonight, talking about jobs and how those of us who are disabled, many of us are very apprehensive going for a job. You know, it becomes a psychological thing after a while. You know that you're going to be looked down upon and talked down to and condescending and so on and so forth. But you can't let that stop you. You want a job, fight them on it. Don't let them get away with it. Whatever law there is, as bad as it is, use it. Kick it to the newspapers. Try to tell them, you know, that the law should be stronger. See, part of fighting to get the job should be that the person who's being discriminated against has an opportunity to make a statement. These laws are not strong enough. Now, the average agency won't stick behind you with that, but Inner Sight will. And the independent living might. So if you want to make an issue over a job that you have applied for or that you want to apply for and you know it's not accessible, call us. Let's make an issue out of it. Maybe some congressman will hear about it in between corruption, you know, and say, hey, we should do something about this. This person trying to go to work. And, of course, the other thing about losing your disability, now that can become an individual thing because there are some disabled people, and I understand it and I respect them. If they go to work, they don't want their disability. I think they're foolish. I think they should want it. Everybody needs extra help in this world. Plus, if you go off your disability and you get the job, it's not going to be so easy to get back on it. You know, that's always a tough road. So the law should allow us to keep our disability as long as we're disabled. Inner Sight is a great believer in that. And I'll tell you the reasons behind that. Because we feel very strongly government owes us. The very fact that you have to go to an office or a factory, whatever it is, and apply for a job that isn't accessible, there it is, right there. The government owes you. So who are they to take away your disability for all the years that you didn't have accessibility and the denial? Government owes us the same thing that it owes everybody else. And today something very strange happened to me. I was walking on the road and out on the crossing an intersection on the highway, you know. And this bus stopped, and the guy opened the door, and he asked me if I wanted the bus. I said, is this a bus stop? And he said, yes. And I put my hand out, and there was a square pole there. Now, I didn't know it was a bus stop at that point. I've been living here for 6 years, and I never knew there was a bus stop there. There's nothing there, no shelter, but there's a square pole. So now I know that in that area, I got to look for the square pole, and that's where I would stand to hopefully that the bus will stop like this one guy did today. But look at what I had to go through. Where the hell is the sign on that pole? Now, I don't know. I can't say for certain because I can't see the damn thing. But I'll bet you there's a sign up there that says bus stop for everybody else. There's got to be a sign up there. I'm going to double check that. But I discovered through trial and error, and we should not have to do this, that there's a bus stop right on my corner where there's no bus shelter. And as far as I know, only one bus stops there. I don't, you know, there may be another one. I don't know. So look, listen to what we're talking about. Government owes us. They should not take our disability from us for as long as we are disabled, whether we work or not. Because they should be giving us more money in our disability. I was talking to a nice girl today at Silo. They call it the New York Connection. And thank you, Kathy, for trying to help me with my SNAP. talking to her, and she told me, dealing with many, many people who are disabled, who only get $20 for food. Can you imagine it? Now, I don't give a damn what their income is. They should be getting a hell of a lot more. See, that's where our idea comes in. If the agencies, again, would be mandated to raise money to help people with some food, they would get more. The whole system, and New York Connection agreed with me, the whole system is set up to coerce you, to want you to feel that you can't do it, so you go into the damn nursing home. Everything points to that. All right? Now, how many people, as we announced before, that the thousands of people didn't get their SNAP money? The commissioner's office told me it's happening in New York City, too. So it's got to be in the thousands, maybe millions. How many people will suffer now from eviction because they have to take their rent money and buy food? See where the agency should be in here to help people? It shouldn't be. The agencies should be making up the difference. But the government doesn't give a damn, because it's just another way of saying to people, we'll take care of you. Sign into the nursing home. See what they're trying to do to us? That's the message in all this. And people are beginning to agree with us that that's the message. Well, don't let them do it. Call in a site. Go to the newspapers. You come across a job that's not accessible or anything else that you need for your life and you can't get it, try to make an issue out of it. I called Newsday Today and told them about this SNAP business. I called News 12, too, and told them. All right, in a site, engineer, are the phones open? Are you there? Hello? Engineer, where are you? We apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what happened to her. But anyway, I don't believe we have the phones open tonight. If you want to make a comment, call the Inner Sight line, 631-224-3090. Leave a comment, and we'll try to post it up, or we'll get it on the show either tomorrow night, the funnies, but tomorrow night or Monday. Again, that number, 631-224-3090. We don't have phone service tonight on the show, as far as I know. All right, Inner Sight, and talking about jobs tonight, and people who already have jobs, you know. Met a guy some years ago, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, the coffee house where I used to live in a couple of towns away. And we got to talking, and he had a job, you know, and he was very worried about his eyes because he had gone to some doctor. And they told him he could lose his vision. So he was very concerned about this because he said, how am I going to do my job if I lose my vision? Now, not every job can be fixed. But every job can be dealt with. Let me explain that. If you're a fireman, right, and you lose your job and you go blind, obviously, you know, they're not going to want you to continue, right? But what they should do is modify another job, you know, as long as the person can do it, as long as they're able and they're mentally stable and all that, modify another job in the fire department or police department, whatever it may be, so this person can continue to work. See? The agencies, again, should be part of this. The government should guarantee this. You know? I mean, you know, as far as possible. You can't go to an agency, to my knowledge, and say, hey, you know, I need this, that, and the other thing. I lost my vision, or I'm in a wheelchair now, whatever it is. You know, can you come in and modify my workplace so I can continue? You probably wind up in a big-ass court situation. That's what would happen. Shouldn't be. The law should protect us a lot more than it does. And there should be enforcement, and there should be money to do it. And the agency should be a part of that, and they can use it as a fundraiser. You know, oh, we have to, we got to establish a fund in case we have to help people who need modification on in their workplace. There should be a fund for that. Well, I know there's no fund for that. I've never heard of it. If it is, they're keeping it a big secret. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled, 833 New York. Talking tonight about the jobs, and the job report came out yesterday, I heard it. And it just hit me. All these, I forget the figures, but the Dow Jones predicted that 100,000 some odd jobs would be added, and it came out a lot higher. It came out to like 400,000 in the job sector, you know, positions available. And it just occurred to me, they're not talking to us. They're not saying to us, you know, come and get this job. You can do it. We got the equipment, or you know, we'll have the equipment in a matter of a few days or whatever it is, a week. But you know, they're not extending that to the disabled because it's not there. It's not set up to be there. And a lot of these companies don't even want disabled people around. And they get away with it. They damn ass get away with it. Time and time again. And it's so true. If they treated the average person, able-bodied, so-called, the way they treat us, they wouldn't last 2 weeks in their business. Not 2 weeks, I give them. You know? I go into this coffee shop, usually in the morning. Can't read one damn thing in there. Well, I'll take that back. I mean, maybe if I hold up a certain package to the good eye, my left eye, I got light in there, I may be able to read some letters. But then you go down to the smaller print. You don't know what the hell it's all about. That's it. That's how they treat us. And it reminds me of what they did to black people all over the South, mostly, and this country and so on and so forth. Oh, you can't read that, boy. That's not for you to read. That's for better people than you. That's the feeling that I get. And I wonder how many more people get that feeling. You know, and they try to say, oh, we'll read it for you, blah, 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 blah. That doesn't cut it. It's a bunch of bull. You know. Again, I say again, if they treated everybody the way they treat us, they wouldn't last 2 weeks in a business. So these jobs, I think it's 400,000 plus positions that are open, every one of them should be accessible. And more, every job should be accessible. And yes, the way to do it, you've got to get new legislation. You've got to allow these agencies, some of whom, to change their mission statement and come in, start helping people instead of standing by and taking our money and trying to run our lives. That's what's going on. That's why most disabled people can't get help. Because these agencies are using our money. They're living off of our money. Look at the salaries of some of the directors of these agencies. Unbelievable. And I don't care. People can make as much as they want. But here's the but. Make sure that the person that you're servicing gets the help they need. That's the key. And that's what should be happening. You need to change the laws. You need to let people have their disability for as long as they're disabled, no matter what. If that person is disabled, what little they get on the disability, that belongs to us. Well, that's inner sight, and that's what we believe. And if all these things that we talk about were put into practice, you wouldn't need nursing homes because a person would have the means to remain in their own home and get the help that they need. And the people working in the nursing home would have a chance at a better job because there would be more money available if the agencies were allowed to raise money and add to a fund to keep someone out of the nursing home. And to bring in the Volunteers for Freedom is another aspect of it. You want to know what that is? Go to our change.org. Look at the petition. It explains it. We talked about it last night. So that's what's needed. All these jobs that supposedly are there should be there for everyone, not just for the select few and the average person who comes in there and who can see and walk and has no mental problems and a learning disability or whatever have you, should be for everyone. And that's one of the biggest goals of Inner Sight, to make everybody equal. Because what do we all want? We only get one shot out here at life. All we want is a chance to live our lives and not have to hassle with this stupid stuff every day and wonder, is the next place around the corner going to be accessible? Or can I read it? Can I get in? Or what happened to me today? Try to find a bus stop when you can't, when there's no sign there you can read. Or try to figure out where you are on the street when there's no accessible pedestrian signal that you can read. Or try to find an address anywhere in this country with no raised numbers on the structure of the building. All these things that the government owes us, the same as they owe everybody else. Just goes to show that we are not equal. We're struggling for that. We're fighting for that. And many of us will never see it in our lifetime. But the cause goes on, because I'll tell you something, it's going to happen. It's promised to us. And we know it's going to happen. All right, Inner Sight, we don't have the phones on. I don't know what happened to my engineer. She quit or something. I don't know. Anybody out there, if you'd like to help us engineer the show, we'd greatly appreciate it. We can't pay you for it on donations. But if you have a business, we could advertise your business. We could put it on television, you know. We can put it up in lights, so to speak. So if you're so inclined, all you have to do is put up the show and be within reach of it for the hour, 8 to 9. It's a weeknight. Weeknight commitment, 8 to 9. And let us know when there's a phone call. That's all. So anybody out there, if you're looking to advertise your business, that's all we can offer you. We can advertise it on television. We can put you on television and talk about your business. The only thing is we can't speak about prices on television, because it's access, you know, public access. But here on the show we can create an ad for you if you could help us access the phones and be the engineer. Call in our site, 631-224-3090, and we'd be happy to talk to you about it. Anybody out there listening, if you'd like to help. Our engineer, I don't know, I can't figure out if she's ill or not. I don't know what's going on with her. Anyway, tomorrow night's the funnies. Don't forget, we're going to be here tomorrow night with some crazy stuff. Louie will be here with the Mexican Marengo or whatever. And we'll do some weird stuff and, have a few jokes we'll do some Sanford and Son, the Red Fox, some Lauren Hardy, and try to play some excerpts from the old from the old time funnies. Tomorrow night live on InterSight from 8 to 9, the InterSight Frolics. That's what we call it. The funnies. So join with us. And stand by. We got a technical difficulty. Stand by. All right, we're back. Had a problem with a wire here. All right, InterSight, yes. If you're looking for a job and you come across a job that you believe that you could do, that you're qualified for, and the instruments and the setting and whatever else is not there so that you can access it, in addition to filing a complaint and, you know, going with the ADA, because that's not a real enforcement law. Believe me, I know. I've been through it many, many times. So call InterSight if you'd like to try to make that situation public and let people know that we need a better law and strict enforcement when it comes to employment and everything else, of course. We'll back you up. We'd be happy to help you as long as you're legitimate. We'll do the best we can for you. All right. InterSight 1620-1620@gmail.com if you want to drop us a line. InterSight, I-N-N, like Nancy, E-R-S-I-G-H-T, like vision, InterSight, at Gmail, G like God, mail. InterSight 1620. Don't forget the 1620-1620@gmail.com. Or you can call us, 631-224-3090. Anybody out there? Tonight's show, talking about the jobs report that came in supposedly very, very strong and exceeded the amounts that were predicted. Of course, it said nothing about accessibility. It mentioned nothing about us who are disabled. It said nothing about the Americans with Disability Act, for whatever that's worth. You know, it just said that the, I don't know what the, I should stand, be corrected, because what I heard was the headline, entire article. But I doubt very much if it would go on to say that every job should be accessible. You know, it might go on to say the Americans with Disability Act can, you know, lend a hand in if you're discriminated against. But I doubt very much if that article, which appeared on the NBC, the business news, would say that every job must be. The government said that, they'd have to do something about it. And they're not. That's the point. That's why they don't talk about these things. They don't get into these things. Because they're not doing anything about it. Check it out. If you have the talking ability on your computer, check out that story on it was on yesterday's NBC business news about how the job report came in a lot higher than expected. I'd be interested to know if it says or indicates that all jobs must be accessible. All right, Inner Sight, no phones tonight. If you want to call in, give a comment, 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight number. And we'll be happy to retrieve that and get it on the show either tomorrow or Monday when we do our Metaglass. Okay, here's the schedule. Monday night, 8 to 9, Metaglass. The show is called Metaglass. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call in. Tuesday's open mic, similar to Metaglass, but the only difference is Tuesday you can pick your own subject. Talk about what you want. Wednesday is our nursing home show. And just to remind people, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network is playing a show that we produced. There are two different ones. So you'll either see the show Nursing Home Horrors or the Nursing Home Solutions. All right? They're rotating them. At 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, in the city. You get it on 1997, Verizon File 35, RCN 84. 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And on your phone and or computer, internet, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Check it out, and don't forget to share our petition. We're off to a slow start. We only have a little over 100 names. And we need people who would like to join us in October out here on Long Island for the first news conference, which will be announcing the solution for these nursing homes. We'll, of course, keep you informed about that. We have a tentative date of October 20th at SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, here in Suffolk County, New York. People will get a chance to tell their story, what they went through with the nursing home, how they lost their loved ones, how they don't look forward to being in a nursing home. I suspect that a lot of people have become psychologically damaged from the fear of these places. Mentally upset. So the way to overcome that is to fight back. Sign the petition. Get people to sign it. So we can get enough names and maybe some congressman will see that and say, hey, that's a great idea. We need accessible housing. So join within a sight. We have the most pure motive to get rid of these nursing homes. None of us want to go there. You can't have a better motive than that. The owner's motive, the owners of these nursing homes, their motive is money. That's all they care about, is the money. We care about the people. All right, and Thursday night, we usually pick a different subject. Tonight is the jobs and the report that came out yesterday. So there's the schedule. We're going to try to take a couple of weeks off, take a vacation if we can get some reruns up. Maybe toward the end of the month. We'll see how that goes. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. If you'd like to make a donation, go to the Inner Sight website, innersight.info, and just click on the PayPal. Whatever you could afford will keep this show on the air and keep this idea going of getting rid of these horrible nursing homes. Thank you so much. I want to thank all our listeners, 120,600 plus and growing. Be with us tomorrow night on the Funnies, 8 to 9, Inner Sight around the world. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Everybody needs more. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.